And now on WRS, Michael McKay with the McKay Interview.
Hello, everyone. Today I'm on home base, so to speak. I'm sitting in a mairí. In English, that means the town hall of Fune. In the town, or commune, to be more accurate, for it's no longer a village, where I've lived quite happily, I should add, for the past 29 years, after moving here with my family from the German-speaking part of Switzerland. Well, why am I here? Well, not to make a radio promotion for my hometown, though it has much that is praiseworthy. No, the reason is that having lived here for so long, I've seen for myself the very interesting way in which the Swiss people choose to govern themselves. And I want to learn more about it from someone more knowledgeable than me and share that knowledge with you, dear listeners, whether you're Swiss or not, living here in Fune with me or somewhere else in Switzerland or even abroad. My guest today is Lucy Kunz-Harris, the mayor of Fune, and I'm delighted to be sitting in one of the meeting rooms in the mairí with her. Hello, Madam Kunz-Harris. Hello, Lucy. Thanks so much for making time for me and for inviting me and listeners to the McKay interview to Fune's mairí town hall this morning.
Good morning, Michael. Thank you for being here. So welcome to the Maison de Commune.
The Maison de Commune. I got that wrong, didn't
yes.
I?
Yes. Okay. So it's in Geneva, it would be the mairie, but in the Canton de Vaud, it's the Maison de Commune.
Okay.
And as well as the mayor in the Canton de Vaud is syndic.
Syndic. Well, listeners, you're going to get lots of corrections to Michael this morning as I get my terminology corrected by the expert. Okay. So, Lucy, I have a variety of questions to put to you. But before we get into talking about Fune and communes and local government and living in harmony together, please tell me a little about yourself. We've met a few times before, but most of the listeners today will not have heard of you, will not have met you, so please introduce yourself.
So, good morning again. My name is Lucy Kunz-Harris. I'm a Swiss citizen and also British citizen, born in Geneva in Switzerland. I've been living in the village next door to Fune in Comigny since I was born, so very local. I've done all my studies in Switzerland and have been involved politically for the last 5 years in Fune. Married with two boys, very interested in travel, so that's my professional background, travel industry, and I also work in aviation today.
I see, very so. Lots to keep you busy apart
yes.
from family life. Huh? So, Lucy, when I opened the programme, I used the word town rather than village and commune when describing Fune, and it is with the word commune that I want to start. The Confederation of Switzerland is a bottom-up, not top-down democracy. Please give me and our listeners, especially those listening from abroad, a brief introduction to the importance of the commune. In German, the majority language in Switzerland, it's called the Gemeinde. How many of them, and what are they allowed to do and not to do? And by the way, describe where Fune is located. For people who don't know, how would you describe the commune and its population for those listening who are not familiar with the area and the region, Lucy?
Okay, so Fune is located in very close to Geneva, at the furthest western point of the Canton de Vaud, in a region which is called also Terre Sainte, not the Holy Land, but Terre Sainte,
okay.
Which is 9 communes altogether for approximately 18,000 citizens.
So 18,000 people around here?
Yes.
Oh, see, yeah. I didn't realise that.
So between Geneva and Nyon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's about 2,300 communes in Switzerland and about 300 in the Canton de Vaud. It used to be 309 and then went down to 302 and now about 300. So they tend to group the smaller communes, which some of them have only 200 citizens. In Fune, we have 3,800 approximately, so we're considered a big commune, yes. And it's the biggest commune of Terre Sainte.
And that's for reasons of efficiency, this consolidation.
Yes.
Yeah, I see.
Correct, yes.
Okay. And because it's completely French-speaking, it's not a bilingual place like some of the other places further to the east of us.
Officially, it's a French-speaking yeah. village, but the proximity to Geneva and Lausanne as well, on the international side, we have 84 nationalities in Fune.
84, and a population of 2,300.
Yes. 3,800.
3,800, yes. That's remarkable.
So we are very international, but officially it's a French-speaking village, yes.
I see, gosh. Now, The question I wanted to ask you is our own commune, Fune here, fairly typical among the communes in the Canton de Vaud? You've touched on this already, and neighbouring Geneva, or even on the other side of the River Sarine, that's the river in the Canton of Fribourg, just an hour's drive from here, which separates French and German-speaking Switzerland. Or are there networks which connect people like you and local government to others and colleagues in other parts of, if not the French-speaking part of this country, across the other cantons as well? Is there a network?
There's local networks, typically for the Terre Sainte region, and then there's associations of communes administratively just to help out and support the communes within the canton. And then there is also the Association Suisse des Communes, which brings everyone together. But there still remains a little border between Swiss German and Swiss French speaking, the Sarine, as you mentioned. But then there's also quite a lot of networking through the schools as well, and sports.
Oh, of course, yes.
And political parties, obviously, yes.
And obviously, with so many different nationalities, I guess, not to answer my own question, but Fune can't be that typical, then, of communes in the canton in general. We must be quite exceptional, having so many international nationalities in this relatively small area.
Yes, we're quite typical. We hold each other with the other communes because we have the same similarities, but in comparison to the rest of the canton, we're very specific to that international side. We remain typical though on the agricultural side. We have a lot of winemakers, we have fields, forests, and with this we're very typical to the rest of the canton as well.
I see. And we should just mention that the reason for that, for those people particularly listening from abroad, this international flavour is because the United Nations happens to be on the same side of the lake as Fune. So it's just a sheer convenience of the UN and the airport and all those facilities that makes this place so attractive.
Correct. We're about 15 minutes drive from the airport, and we have a train station which is 9 minutes ride into Geneva Central. So we're very close to Geneva in all aspects. Yeah. And not too far from Lausanne either, which is also international.
And that's the capital of this canton.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Tell me, Lucy, how powerful is the syndic, now that you've corrected me from mayor? What are his or her, in your case, her limits? What are you constrained by? What can you do and not do?
So I don't work alone. We have the municipalité, which is a group of five elected municipaux. And we all work together to take all the decisions or propose projects. My own limit, I would say, is budget-wise a spend of up to 5,000 francs. And for the rest of it, it's all a discussion within the team of five.
So it's like an executive committee, basically.
Exactly, yes. That's the way we function. And we all have our subjects. So I look after schools and the urbanisation, as well as the general administration of the commune. And then my colleague looks after the finances. We have someone looking after the environmental and social side. We have someone for culture. So we all split the different chapters.
And we're going to come down to some of those different areas a little bit later on. My guest today is Lucy Kunz-Harris. She's the syndic, not the mayor, as I mentioned earlier, the syndic of Fune. That's the town or commune where I live. And we're talking about the bedrock of Swiss democracy and how the commune is run. We can't really go too far in Switzerland without talking about tax, Lucy. And I know it's a fairly complex area. I've lived here all these years and I still don't understand it. I just pay it. But just give me and the listeners some sense of how the tax pie is divided in a country where you have a federal, a cantonal and a commune. I think that would be instructive.
Well, in Switzerland, you at least cantonal and communal taxes in the canton, well, they're cashed in by the canton. And then the part for the commune is redistributed to the commune. But everything is cashed in by the canton. Typically in Fune, the point d'impôt, so the referential point for the commune, is 57. So if we pay 100 francs of taxes, 57 will come back to the commune. It's quite low in comparison to some of the other communes. The average point in Vaud is 67, I think. So it's quite an interesting commune, financially speaking. However, it's also one of the main decisions that's done every year. The commune votes with its city council The taxation point. So that's voted every year.
The and council vote or the people vote?
The council.
The council, I misunderstood. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. The council votes on this.
And then how big is the council? I missed that bit out. How big is the council?
In roughly, Fune, it's roughly. 50. There's 50
people.
Members, yes.
I see. Okay.
But it could go up to 65 and it could go down to 35. That's also something voted. But in Fune, it's been 50 for many years.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So each year we work on the budget, and in according to this, we define if we want to increase the communal tax or decrease or keep the same, and that's submitted to the council, for votation.
I see. So something I wanted to ask you, and I hope I don't embarrass you in any way, but it's a sort of a topic often of dark humour, but how would you describe the influence of powerful people and families on policy and actions in communes, in general? I'm not talking about Fune, but in general, because obviously there are many rich people living in Switzerland. It's a prosperous country. One often hears, spoken in humour, as I said, of this or that town's local mafia, but it's a strong word to use, and not really appropriate, though I've heard it used many times. But you, in the practical sense of politics and running a small community, how do you deal with that sort of disparity and influence and don't you know who I am type of behaviour? Or am I making too much of it?
No, I'm not sure you can talk about having a local mafia. We don't have that. We do have old families, big families, traditional families in the village. But I wouldn't say that we have a family power. We have more individual personalities, which will be more vocal. And sometimes, because they've been in the village for many, many years or longer than anyone else and have more knowledge of the history or what was done by different family members, etc. So I would say that it's more of a personal impact. Okay. I wouldn't say that we have a mafia or even we have two groups, politically speaking. But even that, there's no power abuse or any of that.
No, as I said, yeah. That, the word is not appropriate, but it's just one of those words which you hear pop up in conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah. But let's now, you brought up the subject. So let's look at governance just for a few minutes. Something recent has happened here and elsewhere. And I ask you the question, why two political parties, if parties is the right word, in such a small, relatively speaking, small community? Where did that idea come from and why? And isn't it needlessly divisive?
So this came from a votation in the canton. I cannot give you the year of this votation because I don't remember it, unfortunately, but it decided that each commune of more than 3,000 citizens had to, or residents, would go into the proportionnel system. So you vote for seats, which you attribute to one group or party or the other. So there's no official political parties in the village. We have groups or ententes, as we can call them as well. And then when you elect them, you elect the number of seats you get for your group and then the people. And that is divisive, yes, but I always looked at it as a constructive also form, as it can bring to debate and discussion. And this has been the case in Fune since 2016.
And in your experience, you found that actually quite a healthy situation compared with what it was before?
I find it constructive.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can go into a debate which could be quite aggressive, but it's also very constructive. And I haven't had the experience of the political scene before that, because I only started in 2016.
Yeah, I understand.
But some of my previous colleagues have also said it was difficult to adjust to this new system.
Mm.
And recently our neighbouring commune Coppe has just started in 2021 with the system, because
that's bigger than here or Coppe?
No, slightly smaller.
Slightly smaller,
yeah.
Okay.
But they just started now because they went over the 3,000 citizens threshold.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Now, I wonder, because I've lived here a long time, and when I came here it didn't exist because the village anyway was much smaller. Yeah, sure. Lucy, this is a question I put to you because often when I'm back in the UK, many of my British friends and my family there often ask me the question about direct democracy and the frequency with which people vote here. And I ask you this question, and I'm not being in any way facetious, but I promise you, can there ever be too much democracy? Don't the Swiss ever suffer from voter fatigue? And how many times a year are voters in a place like Fune asked to turn out to vote? I mean, voters actually, do they actually participate a lot in local elections? And it's a long question. Who's eligible and who actually makes the effort to turn out to vote?
So Switzerland, we vote about four or five times per year. We have the opportunity to vote federally, cantonally, and for the commune. In the Canton de Vaud, they give the voting right to, obviously, Swiss citizens, but also to our C permit holders.
I'm one of them. I hold my hand up. Yes.
But only you can vote for communal subjects. So we have a variety of subjects to vote for. It's not for each votation that you will have federal, communal, and cantonal.
Right.
That's depending on the needs for the commune or the canton. I wouldn't say that there's voter fatigue, because it's, if you're interested, you're happy to vote. But sometimes there's too much campaigning around the subjects. So it's also in the press, on the radio, social networks.
So you mean it's too intense? When you say too much, you mean it's too intense?
Sometimes I think it's too intense. That's what that's the feedback I hear. Because you haven't even voted for the subject, which is next month, that you already hear about the next votes in 3 months'
really?
Time.
Yeah. Is that what happens?
That could happen, yes. Okay. And now in regards to the votation, we have in Fune, normally we're below the 50% participation. So it's not too, they're not too keen into voting. And in age groups, we have probably the 18 to 25 are not big voters. We've noticed there's more participation on the federal votes, which are very linked to what we had, gay marriage, also tobacco reason, the previous tobacco votations. We have more youngsters that vote.
Okay, I understand.
But we don't have an exact statistic.
Okay. This is a bit of a selfish question, but I'm interested in how widespread the use of the English language is in running and the communication of the commune's business, as we're an English language radio station. I'm just curious to hear more about that.
It's interesting because it's very different from one business to the other. So the commune of Fune has typically its website in French. But our staff speak English, so anyone comes in, the English information can be provided. In the different restaurants and businesses, a lot of people speak English as well, but not only. Italian, German, so there's quite a big choice of languages. But also, which is quite funny, it's in the school, when you have the récréation, which is a school break at 10 o'clock in the morning, and you just walk through the school grounds, and you have the kids playing around and speaking in English.
That's amazing.
So it's quite funny.
That's good. That's good. And you touched already on the young and the youth. And I classified young as 18 to 30 as quite a broad definition. But what I'm interested in here, particularly in local government, is how much they get involved or want to get involved in the actual process of government and governance. And I'm interested to hear your own personal experience, and you touched on it at the very beginning. But do you have many young people who are part of this larger council in the community, or are they really unusual?
I would say we have about 10% of the city council, which are below 30.
It's not bad.
On a personal record, I got interested into politics at about 30. Previously to that, I was travelling, whatever. Yeah. I was interested, but didn't want to get involved.
Yeah.
I think the issue is, for the last 2.5 years also, we haven't had the opportunity to meet with the youngsters. What we usually do is once per year, invite all the newly majeurs, 18-year-olds, who now have a right to vote and to be elected. And we invite them to an evening to congratulate them and to explain of their rights since their majority.
That's a nice idea.
And with the COVID situation for the last 2.5 years, we were not able to do this.
Yeah.
And this is also interesting for new residents. They're also invited. So it gives everyone the information on globally the village itself, but also the voting rights. And that's also a way of getting new members interested or informed, at least.
And now integration is always an interesting area for new arrivals. I think the French word is cohésion, if my pronunciation is up to scratch. But I know the Swiss, particularly right across the country, not just in this part of the country, set a big store by that. What interests me is how Fune goes about this. And I've had my own experience, having been here for such a long time, but it's mainly good. Positive. Is there a plan on that? I mean, do you work to a strategy, or is it basically sort of ad hoc? Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's do this, let's do that. And more importantly, do residents show their appreciation? Do they tell you, well done, we like that? I mean, what's the sort of feedback? How do you go about integration?
So, well, we don't have a written plan apart from the Journée des Nouveaux Citoyens, which I mentioned a few minutes ago, which is an invitation. But apart from that, we have a lot of local societies within sports, culture, music, and this is really important for integration. So we support all of the social local societies.
And these are free, or you have to pay?
You pay a fee of 40 francs or 50 francs per year, depending on the society. But typically we have the tennis club, the football club, which are very international. So you have all these possibilities to integrate. And we've realized it's really important to be part of these societies, because if you don't have any kids at school, and you don't participate in any of the social local societies, you don't have many opportunities to meet up.
I know exactly what you mean, because when we moved here, our children were teenagers, and it was not so easy then to meet people because we didn't go to the school with them.
Correct, exactly. And also then we have the restaurants in the village that allow people to interact. So we have several areas. We have the port as well, where people can meet. But we don't have a specific plan. Then we have ad hoc options. Depending on festivals as well, we have the Fête du Village this year, end of August, which is a big festival with all of the local societies that bring everyone together, and that's very popular.
That's quite different from the 1st of August celebration.
Very different.
Completely separate.
Okay. Yes.
Lucy, Fune is a pretty commune. It's by the side of Lac Léman, or Lake Geneva in English. It's prosperous, well maintained. But how does the commune view so-called green issues? Plastics, waste, sustainability. What's the nature of the debate and the practice on these sorts of issues in the commune?
We have different objectives to attain quite soon. We work a lot with the other communes as well to find something global and not each have a little plan. And we obviously work with the canton as well. We're very careful on the déchetterie.
This is where you throw your trash.
Basically. Exactly, yeah. Or anything that could be recycled.
Recycled.
And be revalorized. And we did work on the new possibilities as well, the new technologies. We're in touch with the other networks. Typically, we were talking earlier in different cantons, and we really have. We don't have a specific plan, but we try to go along with everything that's done in our neighbouring villages or cantons as well. So we have a global view of what's going on.
And in a small commune like, relatively small, do you sense a certain pressure, a certain keenness, a certain eagerness from the residents that we should do more here? I mean, what's the sort of interaction between you and the people?
We support all of the new initiatives that start. We support the schools as well. The schools have a lot of programs. Typically in the secondary school, they've got a group of kids that was created a few years ago, and they take specific actions of cleaning the streets or the lakeside.
The children do that, do
they?
Yes.
So we try to support different actions in that sense, yes.
That's good. Last question, Lucy. With the suffering going on in Ukraine, as we actually conduct this radio conversation, it would be remiss of us not to address it in some way. Please tell me whether or not this commune and or our neighbours are discussing practical ways in which help can be given to those suffering and those fleeing conflict and war.
Well, being an international commune, we have several Ukrainian families living in Fune, and we have a lot of people who feel directly concerned. We're very thankful to have a group of ladies who've asked to use our main hall to collect different items. So we've provided them direct access to the hall for 3 weeks, or starting last week. So we help them logistically. And also we have two young adults in Fune who decided to transport the collected items and drive all the way to Poland. And we supported them and encouraged them, and we'll try to continue that way, and also putting people into contact.
So just as a notice for local people listening, if you have something to donate or give, you can literally bring it to the Salle de Communale and leave it there with these ladies.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And any questions of putting people in contact, or if anyone wants to accommodate a family, you can be in touch with the Maison de Commune, and we work with the canton closely as well.
I see. Lucy, Look, thanks so much for explaining all these things so patiently to me, because I found it fascinating. Even though I lived here a long time, you can always learn something new. My guest today has been Lucy Kunz-Harris, the Sandeek, the mayor in inverted commas, but now I've been corrected, the Sandeek of the commune of Fune. Thank you again, Lucy.
Thank you, Michael.
That was the McKay Interview with Michael McKay. And don't forget, you can hear that interview again on our website, worldradio.ch.